This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. Last Thursday, we talked with Knox County Sheriff David Clegg about policing issues and issues related to police brutality and things like that. He said at that time he was going to have a meeting later in the day with some folks to talk about that issue. Galesburg Police Chief Russ Idle had a similar meeting and a similar talk last week that involved the mayor, so we thought now would be a good time to get his perspective on that, and Chief Idle is on the phone with us. Thanks so much for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
I saw this posted on social media by one of the people that had the talk with you on Friday, so that's what kind of led me to want to talk to you. Describe the meeting as a good one, and you talked about a couple of things that maybe you will consider in order to maybe not solve the issue of police brutality, but maybe lessen the concerns that some of the public may have. Talk a little bit about that, if you could.
Well, the issue of our relationship with the community is one that's more important than most. It's important to make sure we have the trust and the support of the community, and one of the things to talk about when you do that is how police use force and when they use force in order to do their jobs. The use of force in police work is an unfortunate necessity at times in order to get the job done, but we're always looking for ways to minimize that and use it as little and as small amount of force as possible.
And I think it's one of those things where while issues like what happened in Minneapolis with George Floyd come to the forefront, is it safe to say that while as tragic and as unfortunate as those situations are, is that sort of thing the exception rather than the rule for the most part from your perspective?
Oh, the situation that happened to George Floyd in Minneapolis is shocking and horrifying.
Yeah.
It's way outside the realm of anything that's reasonable. So that's not something that's even a part of discussion. There's nothing okay about that. And there's laws and rules and simple human decency that would stop something like that from happening.
So let's fast forward to the meeting on Friday. This is Cody Mixon that posted this on social media. He mentions a couple of things that it sounds like you agreed to. One, duty to act if an officer sees another officer doing wrong, duty to report it, and a ban on chokeholds. Is that kind of your perspective of what you talked about and what you kind of agreed to there?
Well, those are two issues that were discussed during that meeting that have already been in place here in Galesburg and in Illinois before this even happened.
Okay.
In the state of Illinois, the use of chokeholds is against the law. That was passed by the state legislature. It's been that way for quite a while. We don't do chokeholds in Illinois at all. The use of a chokehold is considered deadly force. So I suppose in a deadly force situation, that could be used, but we don't train on that. We don't practice that. We don't use chokeholds. As far as the duty to report and duty to act, it's a simple concept that if you see someone else doing something wrong, you have an obligation to stop it. Or if it's something that you see that is not appropriate, you also have a duty to report it to your supervisor so that it can be addressed.
In regards to that and in regards to what you talked about before, that you try to minimize the use of force whenever possible, what's kind of the line, I guess, between using force and not using force when it's necessary, when it's not necessary, that sort of thing?
Well, it's fact specific. I mean, it all depends on the circumstances. But the standard that's used is a reasonableness standard. We only use the amount of force that's reasonably necessary to overcome the amount of force that's being used against us, or to avoid arrest if you're resisting arrest. So it all comes down to a reasonable standard. And none of the officers here in Galesburg want to use force.
Mm-hmm.
We would prefer to never use force. But there are times where, because of the actions of the person that you're dealing with, they force that upon us. So it's always a matter of response.
So let's say if, like, somebody you're trying to arrest tries to, let's say, assault an officer, then you would, I don't want to say fight back, but at some point you have to defend yourself, I'm sure.
Sure. The safety of our officers is one of our primary concerns. It's the safety of the officers and the safety of the public. It's everyone's safety that matters. So if an officer is being put at risk, he's going to use what force is necessary to ensure his or her own safety.
When the issue with Mr. Floyd first started and he passed away and the ensuing protests and criminal acts and things like that we've seen since then, what's kind of gone through your mind as a relatively new police chief through all that? I think we've talked a number of times in the last several months that it seems like a lot of things are coming up that either, you know, you have to think about but maybe didn't necessarily want to have to try to solve right away on the job, I guess.
Well, I think the first thing that came to mind is that it was important that we reach out and are communicating with and talking to our community, that they know what our positions are, where we stand and how we serve our citizens, what our feelings are about issues like use of force and things like that, so that they are reassured that we're here to serve the public and keep the public safe, not to cause any more damage or harm to the community.
Had you or the department been involved or reacted in any way to any of the protests, the peaceful ones that had happened last week, either on Tuesday or over the weekend here?
Yes, I went out to the one that was on Tuesday and talked to the group was out there and actually stood outside with them for a period of time and participated in the protest, because we protest what happened there too. We protest police unnecessary violence or brutality when it happens very, very rarely. In society, that's not something we support at all. Every good, honest police officer hates bad police officers as much or more than anyone else. They make our job more difficult. They damage our relationship with the community. They inhibit our ability to perform our mission. So we're against that too. So we participated there. As far as the others, we took a very hold off approach to those, because we didn't want anyone to feel that we were having a show of force or any sort of intimidation or perception that we were in any way restricting or limiting their ability to exercise their right to protest.
That's got to be kind of a tough thing to kind of to think about, that perhaps, you know, you have officers that maybe want to say, we hear you, we understand, we support what you're trying to do. But then on the other hand, like you said, you don't want to look like you're, you know, bullies or anything like that out there.
Yeah, it's kind of a fine line that we've been trying to walk there, and we're doing the best we can.
Over the weekend, a Galesburg man was arrested on a couple of hate crime charges, and we reported that story over the weekend. And I saw one comment on social media, and again, social media is what it is, but I wanted to get your perspective on this. In the course of the statement that you put out regarding that, you had said that you take matters like that seriously, and there's no place for hate or violence in Galesburg. And one of the questions that came up was, when have they ever taken it seriously? And I think back to when I was talking to Sheriff Clegg, that I think there's maybe a group of people that are perhaps rightly concerned about, you know, police actions and how police do their jobs and things like that. But on the other hand, I think that there's a group of people that dislike all police regardless of the situation.
Yeah, there's always going to be a very small segment of the community that is, I guess, anti-police or is not going to trust the police no matter what we say, what we do. All we can do is try our best to engage with all of the community. Unfortunately, we're never going to convince everyone. But you can't let that stop you from doing everything that you can to do your part to be part of the solution. So we're going to work as hard as we can to continue to develop relationships with the community, and those that we can't reach, that's unfortunate.
In the couple of years I worked in Springfield a while back, the mayor there tried, and I don't know that it worked maybe the way that he thought it would, tried a more what they describe as a community of policing type of approach, maybe just having officers involved in the community, just, you know, kind of not necessarily maybe being friendly at times, maybe just visiting with folks, talking to people when they have concerns and things like that. Is that something that you've thought about here?
Having the police department engage the community in what I consider non-enforcement situations or not in situations where people are calling for help, I think is a positive thing. When people are calling for help, they're usually having the worst day of their life sometimes.
Yeah.
That's not the time when they want to sit down and have conversations about police-community relationships. So having opportunities to go out and do that outside of our normal function is a positive thing. We do that the best we can, but a lot of the times our officers are inundated with responding to calls and dealing with the needs of the community, and simply we don't have the time to go out and do those things. But when we do, we do.
When you put out the statement, I think, last week or so about just kind of in general responding to some of the protests that have happened around the country or whatever, I noticed that there was, frankly, and I don't mean this to sound the way it's going to sound, there was a few members of the community that continued to bring up the situation involving Tyler Smith when he passed away in town. Is that still a concern? I thought for a large part a lot of that was solved or addressed.
Well, there's a segment of the community that there's two things going on. One, we have a family who's lost a child and doesn't have all the answers that they'd like to have, and is displeased with some of the ways that the case was investigated. That's unfortunate. Obviously, we can't go back and change what's already happened. So that's unfortunately something that can't be anything done about. And we have investigated every single lead and every bit of information that we have in that case.
Mm-hmm.
We know where he was matters of minutes before he ended up down in Cedar Creek. But what happened from that point forward, we're not going to be able to say definitively, here's what happened. What I can say is we don't have at this point any evidence whatsoever to suggest that there was foul play. That doesn't mean that there wasn't.
Right.
That just means I can't prove it, and if there was, I don't have a suspect. So when people say, give answers to Tyler Smith's family, I would love to give Tyler Smith's family answers and closure, but I don't have those answers. And simply the fact that we have badges on our shirts doesn't mean that we can create information or pull it out of thin air. So I simply don't have any other information to provide. I know that's not an answer that people like,
yeah,
but it's the truth. Now, there's another side to this that's been fueled by through social media and some of the people involved that have made some just quite ridiculous and
unfortunate
and irrational claims about police involvement in his death or something like that. That's ridiculous is not a strong enough word, and so we're just not even going to address that. The only thing I will say is as things go forward, if more leads come up, we will make sure that the state police is involved.
Yeah.
So that anyone who's concerned that somehow we're hiding something that will provide maybe them with some solace. And we've already had the state police come in and review this case, and they've indicated that there's nothing more for them to do either. So transparency is something that we're more than willing to do. The state police can come in anytime they want and look at anything that they want. We have nothing to hide in this case. So it's unfortunate, some of the trolls on social media and the things that are said, but we have thick skins. It's part of the job, and we're here to, again, to serve the community, to be here, to come when people call when they need us, and we'll keep doing that.
As much as you've tried to increase your social media presence at the police department over the years, has it made your job as much harder as it has mine?
The use of social media?
Yeah, and people reacting and commenting to everything on social media.
Well, I don't know if it's made a whole lot harder. You have to be able to take it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Social media trolls are always going to be there. It's a part of our society. People are going to say things online that with no basis in fact, that they probably wouldn't say if you were having a reasonable conversation with them. So we have to remember that if we're getting our message out, the vast majority of people out there are hearing our message and are working with us to try to make Galesburg a better place.
One thing I neglected to ask that just popped into my head regarding the issues in Minneapolis and elsewhere, there have been reports that city council members there, and I think even the mayor of Los Angeles, for instance, have suggested either reducing funding or defunding or disbanding the police departments in those areas.
I can't understand the rationale behind that or what people are thinking. And that's one of those things where, as the chief here in Galesburg, I try to be really focused on what's going on here in Galesburg and what I can do to have influence over how our police department interacts with our community and how we serve our citizens. I've really kept to try to just shut out the noise that's going on other places, with the understanding that what happens other places, it affects us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when a police officer does something like that in Minneapolis, that affects our interactions and our relationships here, which is unfortunate. But I guess I'm focused on Galesburg, but those things are, I don't understand the rationale there. It makes no sense to me.
I imagine sometimes when some of these things come up in other areas, reporters like me aside, do people ever come up and say, hey, have you given this a thought, or this city's doing this or whatever?
Yeah, you know, in law enforcement, one of the best things you can do is steal good ideas.
Yeah.
And I'm not above that at all. I love stealing good ideas. So, you know, as having been to the FBI Academy and networking with police officers from all over the country, police leaders, I've talked to some of the best of the best. And one of the things we do is we share ideas and thoughts and problems and how are you doing this. So I am a firm supporter of the concept of stealing someone else's good idea.
So I guess the bottom line, I guess, in terms of this discussion as we wrap up is that you're listening and you're working toward solutions, and a lot of things that people are calling for are things that you've already done.
Yeah, I think we're kind of ahead of the curve here from some of the things that I'm hearing, because a lot of the ideas that people are presenting are things that we've been doing for a while here in Galesburg. But that's not to say we can't do better. We can always strive to do better. But we're here to listen. I think that's one of the things that I really believe in, is making sure people know that we see them, that we hear them, that we care what they think, and they're willing to listen to their concerns. Because what I'm hearing oftentimes from members of the public is, I don't feel like anybody cares or anyone's listening to me. So just getting through that is step one.
Absolutely. All right, Galesburg Police Chief Russ Idol, we could probably talk on this for days, but we all have things to do. So thank you so much for your time and your perspective and for serving our community.
Thank you very much.
We'll come back with business news and local news headlines coming up on WGIL.